Toyota.com.
What is it? Ready, aim, shoot? No, ready, shoot, aim. I think sometimes we're accused of that here on the Good Day program.
Only New York and Washington. The ready, shoot, aim.
Behind the scenes, right. 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is, as long as now Bill O'Reilly's off the radio, I could probably take that no spin zone and make it my own. Don't you think, Richie?
He still uses it on the TV show.
Oh, doggone it. Really?
I think he still owns it, yeah.
I think I could accuse him of stealing it from me. It was originally my idea.
Well, I mean, why not?
Well, I just think that every good idea deserves to get copied.
Good news blowing in your window.
Yeah, Monday. Hey, a week from today, Christmas will be over.
Original good news guy.
Good news. I am the original news. Yes, the good news guy. Here's some good Christmas-related news for those of you by the way, Jennifer's off today and tomorrow because she's into the Christmas thing, and she ran herself ragged all weekend and said, oh, Dougie, please. Can I, sir, why not? I'm in the Christmas spirit, Richie, right? Bah, who can I say bah humbug to? Yeah, I would never say it to Jennifer. I might say it to you.
And luckily this year, you were able to give everybody Christmas Day off.
Right, because the calendar is working in your favor.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the good news. Okay, so here's some more good news. The retail stores who... I guess just everybody that takes a credit card from you, like in my little dairy store, I use credit cards. A lot of people, about half the business is done on credit cards. And as you know, those of you who are in business and those of you who are understanding of how the system works, you get charged 2-3, depending on whether it's like American Express, I think it's 4%. So let's say you buy something for $100. The retailer asks you to pay $100. The retailer gets 96, American Express gets 4, just for the pleasure of being able to transact that business for
right.
you. And it appears that some of the folks in charge have looked at that and think it's bad. So the Retail Store Owners Association, if there is such a thing, there are various groups that move together, have petitioned the government to cut fees that the retailer pays for debit card transactions by 80%.
Credit card or debit card?
Debit card, I believe.
Okay, so
I think this is a debit card transaction.
So it has nothing to do with American
Express. American Express doesn't do debit cards, you're right. Only MasterCard and Visa offer right. debit cards, I think. I don't have
does
a debit
MasterCard?
Card.
I know Visa does.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Somebody will call us and correct us if we are wrong.
Might have always been Visa.
800-510-8255. You're both MasterCard and Visa, I believe, yeah.
I'm
pretty sure
right.
MasterCard
Yeah, I think
does.
MasterCard does,
both
too.
Of them pretty much do the same thing. And in some people's minds, they're the same. Even though two different companies, people think that they are the same because they're the biggest. At any rate, if in fact this move goes through, the banks that process the transactions for Visa and MasterCard are only able to pay or charge you 20% of what they currently do, it will save you $9 billion a year. As the retailing public, you will save $9 billion. The National Retail Federation says that the proposed reduction in these fees lowers costs for you at the counter. And
I'm not a big fan of government regulating business.
No, me either.
But man, what a racket that is.
Oh, it is a racket.
$2 or $3
yeah.
per transaction.
Right. Goes into the coffers.
How
of
do you get
banks.
Into that business? That's yeah. a great business, man.
Yep, let's get into that business. Somebody told me over the weekend that they're managing money, and so they're now starting a finance company because they can lend out money, find out what the people are, you know, whether they're good risks or not, and lend them money at 6%. Which is more than the person who owns the money can get if they invested in stocks.
Yeah,
and if
they're sure.
if the manager's good at checking out or knowing the clients and knowing their potential to pay back,
sure.
that's a good deal. It's an excellent deal.
Well, so, in days gone by, it used to be sometimes you would want the person to default. You make more money on risky
credit. Oh,
yeah.
Some of these Shylocks,
sure.
They would like to take the money. They'll loan
you
the money knowing you're going to default.
For example, why not have you make a payment on a car for a year, and then I get the car back anyway to resell it again?
Yeah.
It's a great deal.
Yeah, it is a good deal. All right, so anyway, that's one piece of good news. 800-510-8255. That'll be good when that goes through. Banking industry warns that the sharp reduction in fees could force them to eliminate debit card reward programs. Oh, no! They're so wonderful! The debit card reward program. Go get a sheet of paper for 10 points. Get two sheets of paper for 20 points.
What I always wonder is how come some of the major retailers haven't gotten together against Visa on it? Why isn't a Walmart or a Target or somebody said, you know what, we're not going to pay you $3 per transaction?
Because they really don't care about the customer, Richie. They care about themselves. But it doesn't come out of their eyes, so what do they care? Right?
Yeah, maybe.
You know what? It really is a killer here for a lot of people. A $6 monthly fee for these things.
But you know, here's Walmart basically putting lead into any product they can get. You know, China, okay, put lead or put any kind of toxic chemical or metal into any product. We don't care because we want to give you the rock-bottom price.
Yeah, right.
Yet they're not willing to go to the mat to try and lower their prices because they're just willing to pass it on and raise the prices of all their goods.
Uh-huh.
Because Visa says so.
Sweet. There's a smile on everybody's face listening to that, Richie.
All right, so let's have some more good news.
There's good news. All right, here's something that I'll pass along to you. More than 50% of men over the age of 50 suffer from prostate concerns. More than 50% of men over the age of 50 suffer from prostate concerns.
I'll bite. Yeah, what's the
good news? The good news is that you don't have to worry about your prostate.
No.
If, in fact, you're taking care, you're getting the checkups that you're supposed to start when you're in your 40s, and if you're feeding your prostate, and
I'm 46, and I just started on it.
But you know what your counts are, your PSA count, and you know.
Yeah, no, I've been fine, but I've also seen my body go through some changes, which makes me go, you know what? Well, I better get on this train.
The changes, if you're, the thing that affects the prostate more than anything else is too much fat. Fat is a cause of cancer.
Well, I've lost weight.
In the process. Yes, you have.
So?
And you could lose another 20 and be fine.
I could.
Yep. So, here's the thing. If you can take a moment to think about how to take care of your prostate, and by the way, women and men both are concerned about this. That's the other good news here. Women are concerned about their men, and that's the effort or the interest is well placed.
Oldest sayings, my grandfather drank a glass of wine every single day, so he was heart healthy.
Yeah.
Died of prostate cancer.
There you go. And there's so many things that you have to worry about in your body. I was reading a story about a fellow last night who I had known who was a professor at a school in Pennsylvania, and he died at the age of 78. He had cancer for 17 years, and nobody knew it. He'd been fighting it, and it was prostate cancer. He'd been fighting it in so many different ways, And I didn't know it. I remember the last time I saw the guy, which was probably 4 or 5 years ago. Man, he was the picture of health. So you can't always tell by looking at somebody or yourself. If you're feeling well, that doesn't mean you are well. Things like this creep up on you.
And let me tell you something, man.
And you don't want that.
I don't want prostate cancer.
No.
If you're going to get cancer anywhere.
Yeah. Well, let's not hold that thought. Let's keep people, at least we can focus on this kind of a problem and give you a recommendation for two or three different ways of approaching this. One of them is to feed the prostate. That's what Super Beta Prostate does. You can get a free bottle of it right now. You don't need a prescription, just you need a phone. 800-607-7078. That's it. Call that number, 800-607-7078. Ask for your free bottle of Beta Prostate. You'll get it. It'll cost you a couple of bucks to have them ship it to you, but that's all right. You know you're being put into the right hands, if you will. You've heard all kinds of spokespeople go off on this over the years. And if you're a new customer, you'll be happy that we sort of sent you down this road. Protection. This is a protection racket, in a manner of speaking. So call 800-607-7078 and get your free bottle of Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-607-7078.
607-7078.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Includes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe it.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
800-510-8255. Good news is that we are going to have a very slow week, it would seem. Those who are in business, if you're looking for a way for things to slow down, this is the automatic way. Everything gets put on autopilot from now until the end of the year. And then, like gangbuster, January 2nd. Okay, let me at him. Let's go. I want to get back to business. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Tim, listening to WAYY, one of my favorite stations in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hi.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Well, and you?
Not too bad, not too bad. You know, you were talking about the these fees that the credit card companies
yes.
charge
yes.
Their customers.
That's correct.
And I want to know why you think it's a bad thing.
What, to be charged that
why,
much money?
Why 6% is a bad thing.
Well, I don't know that it's 6%, 4%. I think that what happens here is that they're, I look at the money that the banks make, not that they ought not to make money. I think
well, that's
that,
why they're business.
Well, exactly. So here's the thing. If, in fact, they get forced into a corner one way or another by business realities, that's part of business as well, isn't it? I think it's better to have the money in the hands of the consumer than in the hands, in this circumstance, of people who have used and abused people. To a certain extent, it sort of reminds me of the old stories of what the money changers in the temple and whether or not they are proper there. And that's what Jesus was all about. If you want to, if we're celebrating Christmas this week, Jesus would have been very happy about this because this is one of the things that he fought against.
We got to remember, though, that they're offering a service.
They're providing a service to you. No question.
Just like a grocery store is providing a service.
Just like a radio program. I'm happy to get as much for my commercials as I can. Happy
to do it. As a consumer, you have the ultimate choice of deciding.
Man, you know what, Tim? You've made a good point. I'm glad you called. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. 21 after on Good Day.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Christmas! This is from the show Christmas in Washington. Here's Matthew Morrison from Glee singing the Hawaiian Christmas song. Richie, crank this up.
Here we know that Christmas will be green and bright. Sun will shine at day and all the stars at night. Manakalikamaka is a wise way to say Merry Christmas to you.
What movie is that from? Well, not this version.
Hawaiian Christmas song?
The Don Ho version.
Yeah.
Was sang in Christmas Vacation. Which
was sung in Christmas Vacation.
Thank you very much.
That too. All right. Also part of that TV show, Christmas in Washington, Andrea Bocelli singing something that we all can identify with and understand. A lot of white Christmas. I flew over a lot of parts of the country this weekend, Richie. Lots of snow.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of snow.
And children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Get the basic drift of it, however.
He's got some pipes.
All right, here's somebody who has pipes, and you can understand what she's singing.
Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
Carrie, yeah, singing O Come All Ye Faithful from the Christmas in Washington special, kind of a of a neat thing. The blending of different voices, different kinds of music, I think is one of the best things about Christmas time, frankly. How about you? 800-510-8255. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Rich McFadden is here. Jennifer is not here.
She's only got 8 million things to do, and she took the day off.
8 million things to do. Somebody else who is here is Montel Williams, who will join us in a moment. Montel, money, we've had a lot of people take advantage of that deal, the cash. Go online to MontelMoneyMutual.com. If you need some quick cash this week, MontelMoneyMutual.com. Some folks will be along to tell you that story in a moment. I'm looking at some of the things that are happening to people, Richie. Jessica Simpson, you know, is in love with Eric Johnson. I wish Jennifer were here. She wants to get married to him, but her father says that if she's smart, she'll get a prenup with this guy because she's worth $1 billion.
Wow.
And this guy's not worth much, apparently. I saw a picture of the two of them together. He looks like almost kind of a normal guy.
Yeah, I don't see her as a diva looking for.
I like her.
Yeah.
I like her a lot.
She seems like, you know, down-home girl.
Apparently, this guy's ego. See, here's the first sign. This guy's ego has been bruised by the suggestion that there ought to be a prenup. Anybody, any of those, that's always the separation, if you will, point. Separation of the men from the boys. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams, and this is your Living Well Pop Quiz. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? In a minute, we'll reveal the answer, but first, a few tips to help keep your mind healthy and active. Research has shown that just as we are likely to lose muscle mass with age, our brains can shrink too. The good news is we can do something about it. Math problems, crossword puzzles, and word games are a great way to engage parts of the brain that you don't normally use. The same goes for learning a foreign language or using your non-dominant hand to complete an everyday activity. When you put yourself in these unfamiliar situations, the brain has to work extra hard, and that's a good thing, because the added stimulation creates new connections between the brain cells. And the more connections you create, the more brain power you'll have. So, go back to my original question. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? It's 60. In this case, seconds. The time it takes you to change your life and start living well today. I'm Montel Williams. This has been your Living Well Moment. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
As a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, joining IAVA.org really helps in the transition home. It's a network of OIF and OEF vets like me who've got your back here, just like we did over there. That means when you need help navigating the GI Bill, we've got your back. And when you're dealing with the transition home, we've got your back. Or when you just want someone to share stories with, we've got your back. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org. We've got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougSteffen.com.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-sitosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
U15%.
December 20th, 1973, a popular performer passes away at the age of 37.
It's far beyond the star, it's near.
Bobby Darin died of heart failure during open heart surgery. Darin suffered from rheumatic fever as a boy, and doctors didn't expect him to live past 21. But at the age of 22, he burst onto the scene with his hit Splish Splash.
There was lollipop with a peg of shoe.
2 years later, Darin went from teen idol to respected showman with his recording of Mac the Knife.
On the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body.
In the 60s, Darin became one of the highest paid nightclub performers in the country. Bobby Darin also had success as an actor and folk singer, adding to his long list of accomplishments. And that's yesterday's news for December 20th.
Things I remember about Bobby Darin as a disc jockey in the period of time for, what was it, about 7 or 8 years, 9 years. I guess I was a jock before I started doing this in 1974. And I remembered thinking that his voice was more mature than his age.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny. I was just thinking what an older saloon singer.
Yeah, had that voice.
He's got.
Right. Yeah. And not, he had... some kind of rheumatic heart problem when he was a kid, and he was a big smoker. And so that, the living that goes with him.
Yeah, he wasn't supposed to, that's what they just say. He wasn't supposed to live past the age of 21.
Yeah, right. So the fact that he made it to 37 was an accomplishment. A lot of things have changed now. I had to ask Dr. Ken about that later on. What advancements have taken place that have changed the reality of people who have those sorts of problems, valve problems, the regulatory parts of the heart that keep it beating and the electrical impulse and all that other stuff. But at any rate, Bobby Darin, I thought the movie that was done by SpaceX. SpaceX, isn't that?
Spacey. Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey. Was extraordinarily well done.
And he did that just because he wanted to.
Right. He's a big fan of Bobby Darin's. Yeah. This was probably, what, 10 years ago
yeah,
or so?
So nobody came to him and said, hey, we want to do this movie.
Yeah, no, he said, I'm doing
nobody
this.
Thought it was going to be a big box office buster.
Yeah.
He's just like, I want to do this movie. Yeah. I'm going to do this movie. I don't care if anybody comes to see it or not.
Yeah. And so he did it. He filmed most of it in Germany. He found some town in Germany that looked like New York in the era when Bobby Darin was being, was coming of age, if you will, and filmed most of it right there. But he did a very good job of capturing that whole idea that was the mystique around Bobby Darin. He married Sandra Dee, who was a heartthrob at that era. I think they had one child, I'm not sure. But it was interesting to note again how quickly he matured. I don't know how old Michael Bublé is, but it seems to me he's about the same age. Harry Connick Jr. also started this style of singing when he was pretty young.
Yeah, Harry Connick. Yeah, he's a throwback guy.
And maybe Setzer to a point.
Setzer's rockabilly.
Yeah, to my stat, okay. But would you agree about Michael Bublé?
Yes.
Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé tried to be the next Harry Connick.
I think he's done a pretty good job of it.
Yeah,
he's done a pretty credible job of it.
He's a lot younger than I thought he was.
Yeah, he is. He's in his early 30s, I think, isn't he? Early, mid-30s? It was funny, walking around the Hilton Hotel in Las Vegas, which caters to the older crowd, there were pictures everywhere of Andy Williams, who was going to do his Christmas special there on the 23rd and 24th.
Michael Bublé is 35.
35, yeah. And there are also other Bublé is there entertaining. It's really interesting, especially in places like Las Vegas, to see how the separation is of the entertainment. What's it, for whom is this hotel built, and for whom is this entertainment designed? And I think probably more because of the disposable income thing. The older you are, the more there is for you to do in Las Vegas.
And what's your favorite hotel?
In Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Well, I stayed in the Aria, A-R-I-A, the last time I was there, and I thought it was superb. It was like a European hotel. It's too hard to get into. And but once you get into the rooms, into the hotel, it's quite magnificent. And it's not overdone like so much of the other. You go into
the
MGM.
We stayed at the Venetian a couple times. It's overdone.
I've probably been at every hotel in that city at least once.
Oh, the Aria is nice.
And the Aria is very nice. Yeah, it's really very nice. Some of the other places are just, there's too much smoking, and there's, anyway.
I'm turning 21 this year in February. I can't wait.
There you go. Happy birthday. So here we are. If you're just joining the conversation, we have, in the good news department, been talking about debit card fees being targeted and perhaps lessened, and whether that's good news or not. If you're a person who is in business, how does this affect you? Simon is calling. Good day from Fairbanks, Alaska. Hi, Simon. Welcome in. Hello. What do we do, Richie, with that call?
Earth to Simon.
Right, you want me to put him on hold?
Yeah.
And see if you can find him again? Just to sort of, hit the wrong button. All right, well, as I am wont to do from time to
time.
Good
call, Simon. Good call.
Yeah, nice going, Simon. This just to sort of restate for those of you who didn't hear me talking about this, there is a proposal that's been floated in the past week or so to get the National Retail Federation on board. There are those interests that want to, cut the fee that you pay for using a debit card. You'll notice when you go, for example, maybe the best example of this is when you go to the gas pump. Gas pump will ask you whether the card you're using is a credit card or a debit card.
Mm-hmm.
They like the debit cards because they get their money right then and there, and it's coming out of your account. So apparently, I don't know if it means they make more money on it. I'm not actually sure.
Yeah.
But I know that I've been told that the preference is to have debit cards rather than credit cards.
Here's the problem, though, with debit cards. You have to be very careful. Gas pumps are easy for these guys who can walk in behind you, swipe their card, watch you push in your PIN, have their card, get the, magnetic copy of whatever your strip is, and then copy your PIN and then be able to take that somewhere else.
Yeah.
So you just have to be very aware and
very
alert
careful.
If you use your debit card at the gas pump that nobody's watching.
You know what else is happening, Clay? I have this weekend noticed more than ever, and I don't know whether somebody's broken into my email account. I'm getting more and more of these emails from people who claim to know me, or it looks like in the email that they know me, and most of them are women or women's names. Would you please sign my Christmas book, or you know, would you watch this video? I've never had as much of that as I'm having
that's
now.
That's one of the downfalls, because you're more involved in Facebook now.
Oh, is that what it is?
And and when you get more and more involved in the web and all this other stuff, the more you're on the web, the more of this stuff you're going to get, because your IP address is out there, your email address is out there. And you're just going to attract some of it.
No. Yeah, but that said, Rich, last week I got a weird amount of them, too. I just got like three
more
than
this time of year. A lot of them are pleased to help folks. Please, at this time of year, help your friend.
Yeah, but sure, they use certain times of the year to kind of use different scams and schemes.
Right.
But, you know, they go in runs. I watch my email, and I may get 60 to 100 emails an hour.
Yeah.
And I will delete 70 of them, 80 of them.
Even if you only get 60?
No. I mean, I probably get 20 emails I need an hour.
Yeah, and the rest is junk.
It's just trash.
Junk.
See the patterns. You watch the patterns.
Absolutely.
And you see it happen. One week, you'd be getting the Nigerian scams. Now, this week, for some reason, the new thing is to not send one email, but to send three of the same email. They'll get noticed.
Yeah, there you go. Other good news. The first-time jobless claims last week, Labor Department says for the first time they fell almost a half a million. Third drop in 4 weeks. That has to be a good sign.
First time. So the first time somebody has said, I don't have a job.
No. First time somebody, well, yeah, I suppose the other, yeah, okay.
Newly unemployed people.
There are fewer people who are signing up for the first time to make a claim.
Correct.
All right, you got it?
Okay, yeah, I got it.
All right, okay, thank you. The Commerce Department is calling for the creation of a privacy bill of rights for Internet users to set ground rules for companies that collect consumer data online. Time for that, Clay, isn't it? This is one of the things we've been talking about a great deal. You're open for business whether you know it or you don't know it. They're grabbing as much information, Google especially, I think.
And so what would this do exactly?
Apparently, if I'm to read between the lines, they would stop the use of the information for purposes other than what it was originally intended. It gives you the opportunity to opt out of some of the data collection that becomes part of your signing up for particular websites or getting information, requires companies to secure data that they gather with your permission, even. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. All right. The other piece of good news, there's a lot of good news around today. FedEx reported its quarterly earnings and says that they think this next year is going to be very good, even though they haven't had a great year. Who's had a great year? The banks, I guess, that have. Those five that announced last week, how many billions of dollars they made in profits. You look around. I'm just looking in this circumstance for good economic news, because that usually at this time of year is what propels people into thinking, all right, we're going to be better off. People spend a little bit more money because they feel a little bit better. Consumer prices are up a little bit, but our industrial output in America has risen sharply this year. The numbers that came in November show the biggest gain since July, pointing to an acceleration in the pace of the recovery, Richie. Now, this last quarter has been pretty good.
And I wonder in what area.
You mean in terms of area of the country or what businesses are going on?
What businesses? Yeah.
Well, industrial means cars. It means it means building computers. It means whatever steel industry, whatever the hardcore business is making shoes, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the heavy industry.
That's good news.
Remember we talked last week about the battery companies coming back here? That sort of thing. That's what we're talking about. Those things. Home building supplies, more of it being built here in America.
That's the real good news.
Right. Yeah. So there you go. Aren't you all happy now? Am I doing a good job making you all happy?
I feel so good.
Oh, Richie, my job is to make everybody happy. I'm in the happy business. I'm Doug Steffen at 15 before the hour.
And now, the lightning round. Old MacDonald had a farm. What did Old MacGregor have?
A labradoodle.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Helium, alfalfa.
Kumquat.
Correct. How fast can you get TV episodes and movies from Netflix?
Instantly. Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibendronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
There are plenty of reasons to smile during the holidays, from the joy of gathering with loved ones to posing for pictures. So it's the perfect time to make sure your smile is as bright as it can be. A new technology that whitens teeth makes it easy and affordable for people to do just that. Dr. Deborah King, renowned cosmetic dentist to celebrities and expert on extreme makeover, has more.
Finally, a toothbrush can help whiten teeth and remove stains. The Reach Total Care Plus Whitening Toothbrush uses a new technology, micro-whitening calcium carbonate bristles, to whiten teeth. When paired with Reach Total Care Plus Whitening Floss, which combines the power of baking soda with the microgrooves technology, it works like a mini squeegee to grab and remove up to 2 times more plaque than other floss products. Your teeth will be brilliant and white. Just one more reason to smile.
For more information, visit www.reachbrand.com.
At USAA, we believe what customers say about their auto insurance says everything about an insurance company. And USAA members have a lot to say. Jesse writes this on USAA.com. We just saved $1,200 a year with USAA. USAA member Charles says, I've been with USAA for over 40 years. USAA is the best financial institution I've ever used. It gets top honors for customer service, and I can see why. What's it like to still be a fan of your insurance company after 40-plus years? Switch to USAA Auto Insurance and find out. Drivers who do save $450 a year on average. Our commitment to serve the financial needs of our military, veterans, and their families is without equal. If you or someone in your family has honorably served, call 1-800-227-USAA or visit usaa.com/car. Insurance provided by United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas. Membership eligibility restrictions apply. Savings based on 2010 countrywide survey of new customers who switched. Not applicable in Massachusetts.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 12 minutes before the hour. I'm here with Clay Cohut, Rich McFadden. And the reality of the weekend, there's another good story, and this has to do with government. You don't hear me oftentimes say anything, but it's always the personal experiences. I was late
good
trying
in
to catch the plane to get out of Las Vegas on Saturday, and I had driven up from Lake Havasu, and I misjudged. I thought it would take me about 2 hours, and it ended up taking my 2 hours and 20 minutes. And so I'm running through the airport, and I got into the airport, and I didn't get my, I'm usually pretty good, this is advice to everybody, get your boarding pass before you get to the airport. Didn't have time to do it, so I went in at the American desk, and I was 60 seconds short of being there before the 45-minute cutoff. Lady wouldn't give me a ticket. I said, please, I'll get to the plane, yada, yada. So she gave me a pass to get through security without any ticket, basically, but I could get through, and then I could get my ticket when I got on the other side. So I'm running through the airport, hustling around, and I got into the line and took off everything and put it in the bin, yada, yada. And I went through the they weren't using the X-ray machines. Now, I haven't been through an airport in the last 2 weeks that's using the X-ray machines. Just used the old standard thing, and my cell phone was in my pocket, and I forgot it. So I said, ah, damn. And I went back and put it in a little white bucket, and then it ran through. And then I ran. The lady says, okay. So I get all my stuff and put it together. And damned if I didn't forget my cell phone. So I called to try to find it and found a woman there who was running the lost and found at the McCarran Airport. If you're listening, madam, you're a sweetheart. What a wonderful help she was. Yeah. 51 after.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy to use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
There are five things you must do to have great health. Restore an alkaline pH, restore optimum hormone levels, detoxify your body, eliminate infections, and feed your body optimal nutrition. I've seen people with 70% clogged arteries become 100% clear in 12 months. I've seen people lower high blood pressure. I've seen people alleviate depression and all arthritis pain go away in 2 months or less. These and many other benefits await you when you apply the five steps to great health. One superfood that I recommend you try to improve your health is called One World Whey. This new remarkable whey protein powder is transforming the health of its users. Users report improved energy, mood, gains in muscle, and even improved breathing. It may sound too simple that a protein powder can do so much, but One World Whey is specially processed to give it its unique potency. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's One World WHEY.com.
Flying south in the winter, are you? You may not be any warmer in the south than you are in the north. Sorry about that reality. Although there are a lot of people who are prognosticators who say that this Edgar is a great one on the farm for figuring out the weather. And he said, as far back as he can remember, when the winter started, and this happened like 4 or 5 years ago, we have a miserable December like we've had. Things warm up by mid
and that's what they're late calling
January,
for,
and at least for yeah, the start. Right. You got an early spring in Washington, right. February. You'll be seeing the flowers, Richie.
God, I hope so.
Good news. Not such good news for newspapers this year. Finally, this year, the moment that the people who are on the Internet have been waiting for and the people in the newspaper business have been dreading. Total revenue online exceeded revenue for the print media.
Sure. Yeah.
First time, $25 billion spent by advertisers on the Internet.
Yeah,
$23 billion spent by people buying newspaper and print media.
When the Internet stole classified advertising away from the print world, it was over.
Yep.
It's been over for 10 years. They just finally are getting to the point where...
It's just a case of, also, I think, the size of the Internet is something that just can't be competed with.
Well, the fact that they can localize stuff as much as they have,
mm-hmm.
That's what's changing as much as anything else. So I suggest that people who carry this program have a good, strong website. We've asked people if they want help, can they use you? The answer is yeah, they can use Clay to help them set up, and a lot of them have become the local news source.
Sure. Clay's not busy.
Yeah.
He's got time.
Yeah, good time. Help yourself, Clay. Technology in the focus as well. Better living with Doug and Alex Goldfain. If you're looking for a great high-tech gift this week, you want to buy your family or you want to buy a friend something that's really cool and it's not going to cost you more than $50, where can you find a great high-tech gift for anybody you know for under $50? Alex Goldfain, our technology tailor, has that suggestion for you next on Good Day.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway breakfast melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
Let's talk about holiday shopping. Today, for your family and friends. Tomorrow, for you. Now, I always end up buying more for myself than for others when I start shopping, and that's no reflection on my feelings for my friends and family. I just love to buy things. Anyway, some gift ideas for your family and friends. Think about buying digital cameras. I saw a 12-megapixel Kodak point-and-shoot for $50 recently on sale. That would be an upgrade for most people. Next, HDTVs continue to plummet in price, making the smaller-sized televisions a great gift option. A 27-inch TV can be had for less than $300. The iFi memory card is a great option. It's a replacement for your camera's current memory card, except this card transfers photos wirelessly to your computer over your Wi-Fi network, so your pictures are always backed up. Listen to all Technology Tailor Minutes at techtailorminute.com. Now go shopping, will ya? I'm Alex Goldfein.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly through your what?
Your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Parents of very young children can find themselves scrambling to keep their lovable small ones occupied and stimulated when the weather gets bad. Brian Osich has more with help from a couple of moms who've gotten their share of expertise in this field.
When weather keeps kids inside, moms need to get creative to keep toddlers and preschoolers from getting stir-crazy. Heather Flett and Whitney Moss are co-authors of the top-rated parenting blog, RookieMoms.com, and they say play dates are a great first step. Heather, how do you introduce a child to the play dating scene?
Try mini play dates. A play date with two or three young children max is ideal for socialization that's not overwhelming. Any more than that can be a circus, and your child won't be as engaged.
Whitney, what are your tips for play date success?
Keep play dates short for little kids. An hour is about the right amount of time until their attention span grows. Provide versatile toys that kids will play with independently or in a collaborative way. A great example is Duplo bricks. Dump them on the floor and let them pick them up and explore. They're perfect for little hands, and a pile provides enough to go around.
For more great play tips, log on to duplo.lego.com. That's Lifestyles from Lego.